Hello. Discover the answer to life's most perplexing questions. Gain insight for your journey and discover how to use your pain to launch your purpose as you listen to Beauty for Ashes, a podcast with Adrian Mayfield.
Hey guys, so I couldn't miss the opportunity to come on and talk to you just a few minutes about the craze that is going on this week about the new Popeyes fried chicken sandwich. It's been all the rage. Everyone's talking about it. People doing test taste live on the internet. People having competitions about whether it's better than Chick-fil-A, whether Chick-fil-A is going to lose their space as reigning king of the chicken, fried chicken sandwich with pickles. I haven't actually had an opportunity to taste the chicken sandwich yet. I am a faithful lover of Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches being here from Atlanta, although I will admit that the fried chicken sandwich isn't my favorite. I really prefer their grilled chicken sandwich and those waffle fries and lemonade. Okay, Chick-fil-A is not paying me for this, so they're not doing a sponsor ad for this, so let me back off of it. So anyway, the Popeye's chicken sandwich has gotten all of its attention. I did go to Chick-fil-A earlier this week, and that's kind of what I want to talk to you about, and that's why this podcast is called Unbothered. So I drove to Chick-fil-A the other day for lunch, and they actually have two windows that are open at my local Chick-fil-A, and they, during high traffic times when they're like really bombarded with customers, they have cones that direct you, not where you can't drive straight into the drive-thru. You have to kind of curve around and come back around. And so when I drove up to Chick-fil-A, I could not even really join the line. The line was extended through the cones, around the front, through both drive-thru lines, around the back, and into the street that feeds into the Chick-fil-A. And so I looked, and of course, I didn't really want to wait because I had stopped working to actually start doing some things and I needed to get back. So I just said, let me park and go inside. I went inside and even the inside was full of people, inside enjoying their Chick-fil-A. And so as I looked at it and I thought about all the conversation and rage and discussion about the Popeyes and the sandwich and the marketing and the branding and everything that's gone into that and people posting, they can't wait to taste it. It's wonderful. I looked at Chick-fil-A and I looked at my local Chick-fil-A, and I'm sure most Chick-fil-A's around the country were experiencing the same thing. They were completely unbothered. Chick-fil-A didn't shut down or change anything about what they do because someone else came into the space that they have chicken sandwiches in. And so I started to think about it and reflect it, and that's where I came up with the idea that I want to talk to you about being unbothered, what it means to be unbothered, and how you can live a life of being unbothered, not intimidated by anyone else, not comparing yourself to anyone else, but getting in your lane, finding out what God has called you to do, what He has supernaturally equipped you to do before the foundation of the world, figuring that out, partnering with the Holy Spirit, owning your lane, working your lane, and not worrying about who's going faster or slower beside you. A lot of times when I'm driving on the highway, even I'll see older people that get over to the right lane and they're driving in the right lane. They're holding the steering wheel with both hands. They're driving, trucking along forward, and it doesn't matter. They are unbothered by the fact that motorcycles are speeding by them, Lexuses, BMWs, Bugattis, Bentleys, whatever it is, are speeding by them. They stay focused on what's ahead of them, and that's what we have to do. So I want to share with you five things that I learned from observing Chick-fil-A and how they handled this entry of Popeyes into the chicken sandwich space. The first one that you need to do, the first thing that you have to do to establish yourself and remain unbothered is establish yourself as an expert. Now, this is the one where a lot of people try to cut corners. People want to have people pay for their services and while they're still going through the process and learning. If you want people to pay for you, pay for a service that you have or a product that you have to establish yourself as an expert. That means you got to be at the top of your game. If that means you have to go to school and get some more education, you got to do that. if that means you got to spend some time observing other people who are doing the thing or providing the service that you want, if you have to spend some time observing those people so that you can perfect your craft, you got to do that. Number one, establishing yourself as an expert is one you just cannot compromise. There's no negotiation on this one. You've got to establish yourself as an expert if you want to remain unbothered as other people move around and do what they're doing in their flow. Because if you don't have confidence in the service or product you're providing, why should anyone else have confidence in it? If you wouldn't buy it, why would anyone else buy it? If you don't care enough about being the best and being at the top of your game, that you will devote time and commitment and learning and growth, personal growth and personal development, then why would anyone invest in it? So the first thing you got to do is establish yourself as an expert. I would say that Chick-fil-A has done that. I mean, it's a national brand. It's well-known. People everywhere. It's not just in the South. It's not just in Georgia, even though it was founded here. People all over the world know about Chick-fil-A. So they've established themselves as an expert. So when other people come into the space, other people want to come up with waffle fries or lemonade or chicken sandwiches, they're unbothered. They continue as they were. The second thing that you have to do is learn how to work your lane. Stay in your lane. Do what you do best. Sometimes we try to do too many things. We like, well, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. You can be, that's why the expression says a jack of all trades, master of none. You can master a lot. You can do a lot of things, but it's very seldom that you'll be able to master those. And until you achieve mastery, you're not considered an expert, and you won't really be able to work your lane the way that you should be able to. And part of being unbothered is knowing what you do well, being trained as an expert, getting the education, the knowledge base that you need so that you can be in your lane, own your lane, work your lane, and not worry about what's going on right or left. Be like the elderly driver who focuses, pays attention to what's ahead, doesn't worry about who's zipping by. On either side, they're working their lane, they're focused, they got somewhere to go, and that's what their eyes are on, getting where they know that they're supposed to be going. So the first thing is establish yourself as an expert. Number two is work your lane. Number three is find your niche. Now, your niche is those people or those individuals who are uniquely attracted to what you do, and finding that niche. It can, that kind of goes with some trial and error at times, because you may think that something you're doing, that's why a lot of people do like a market. They do like a market test before they actually do a big launch of a product. And so in that market launch, in the testing and branding portion, they'll pitch it to a couple of people. They'll, you know, show them the product or have them taste the product or test the product. If it's a book, they'll let someone read a chapter or maybe the introduction, and then they'll make a decision about whether they want to go forward with it based on the reception from that. So finding your niche is important. That's the way you can go about doing that, is just kind of doing a test, testing your product, testing your service, and seeing if people are really interested in it. And that'll give you the information to know whether you need to tweak it, whether you can continue going on with what you're doing, or whether you need to think about doing something completely different. So number one is establishing yourself as an expert. Number two is working your lane. Number three is find your niche. Find that unique skill, that unique talent, that unique product that you can create, that you do well, that no one can do better than you, and work your lane. The fourth thing you need to do to remain unbothered as an entrepreneur or someone who's building business or establishing themselves is build brand loyalty. And the way you do that is through consistency and customer service. One of the things I was watching Kevin on stage actually did an online taste test with one of his friends of the both sandwiches. I think he ate three sandwiches, actually, because I think he had the spicy. Popeyes has two versions, so I think he had the spicy, the regular, and he ate a Chick-fil-A sandwich all online. So I think he ate three sandwiches, but he's one of the things that he talked about was consistency. People love consistency in life, in friendship, in love, in relationships. People want to know that they're going to get the same thing every day, all the time, no matter where they go. They don't want to have your product or brand be offer them one thing today, and then if they get it 6 months from now, something completely different. So consistency is key. Also, customer service. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of customer service. If you're offering a product or service or brand, you've got to provide premier customer service. That's another thing that Chick-fil-A does well. That My Pleasure thing they do when they are, when you say thank you for something, the way they say your my pleasure and they sound like they really mean it, even though that might seem simple, everyone remembers it because it's exemplary. It goes above and beyond the standard of what regular people give or what you come to expect as a level of customer service. And so you build brand loyalty when people know that they that you're consistently going to offer a quality product or brand, you're going to be giving them consistent customer service that they can depend on. They can have their questions answered. If there's an issue with the product or service, that they can call someone or get in touch with someone or reach someone, messenger, and you're gonna respond in a timely fashion. So the first thing is establish yourself as an expert to remain unbothered. You need to work your lane, not anyone else's lane, to remain unbothered. Find your niche, the one that is uniquely crafted for your personality, your skill set. Number four is build brand loyalty with customer service and consistency. And the last one is focus on what you do well. What you do well is what you want to talk about. What you do well is what you want to showcase. What you do well is what you want to broadcast. Not what you're working on, not what you see other people do well, not even what you wish you did well, which is a mistake a lot of people make. They see other people doing something and they're like, oh, I would like to do that. Oh, I really think I could do that. I wish I could do that. And they start doing it when it's not even something that they have the skill set, the knowledge base, or the training for. So focus on what you do well. Everyone is uniquely gifted by God with a unique personality, with a unique skill set. Even your parents were uniquely, divinely chosen by God so that you would become the person that you are today and that you would be able to fulfill His purpose and destiny for your life. So you want to be like Chick-fil-A. You want to be unbothered. No matter what happens around you, no matter what you're trying to do, if someone else pops up and they appear to be doing better or worse than you, you want to remain unbothered. Stay consistent in what you're doing. Keep your eyes on the prize. Look ahead. Walk in your lane. Stay attached to God. Pay attention to the signs and signals that He gives you about the things that you do well. And just remember that there are billions of people on the earth. You are not for everybody, but you're for somebody. Whatever you have to offer, it is uniquely crafted for someone. You may not attract everyone, and you won't, but you will attract the right people who will be able to help propel you and launch you to your destiny if you pay attention, stay focused, be steadfast, and remain unbothered. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for laser sharp focus. I release that now to your people. I pray that you will open our minds, open our senses, open our spirits so that we can receive a download from you about what you uniquely crafted and called us to do. May we not be sidetracked by what other people are doing. May we not be sidetracked by grandiose opinions of who we should be and how we should be doing things. Let us remain focused, steadfast, sharp as we listen to you, as we follow the unction and guiding of the Holy Spirit, and as we walk into our destiny, we'll remain unbothered and we can be the successful children of God you created us to be. We thank you for this opportunity and we bless your name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Beauty for Ashes podcast. Before you go, subscribe and leave a message with your pressing question or comment. Be sure to tell all your friends and tune in next week for another episode.